Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, what a wonderful day it is in Jesus. I'm so glad you were able to join me. Does not the Word say, this is the day the Lord has made, rejoice and be glad in it? And regardless, that is the real secret of overcoming, of spiritual maturity, that regardless of what we face, the trials, the testings, the battles that come our way, we can still rejoice in the Lord. Beloved, as long as we are in these earthly tabernacles, as long as we are living on the face of the earth in this present age, we are going to have battles. We're going to be hindered and impeded by Satan. He's going to try to get us to go off on detours. There's all-out assaults. He never gives up because he knows his time is short. But regardless of the things we face, we know where our victory lies, that we can stand still in faith and see the salvation of our God. Look at all the Apostle Paul went through, and yet he was victorious. He was able to say at the end of his life, I've fought the good fight. I've run the race. And that I believe is all of our heart's desires. We want to go through the testings and the trials, and it's hard. It's hard to praise the Lord when you're not feeling well physically. It's hard to praise God and to thank Him when all sorts of circumstances are adverse and things are coming against you. When you're in the midst of oppression, it's hard to remember He's not given us the spirit of heaviness, but a garment of praise. So I just want to encourage you. I have some wonderful insights from the Word of God I want to be sharing with you as we start today and go into the week. But before I do that, let's just take a moment to pray. God knows the things you're struggling with, and He is able to make a way of escape. He's able to sustain you. He's able to provide for whatever that need is, whether it's financial, whether it's a miracle of change in the heart of a loved one. Regardless of what it is, the Lord is faithful to His promises, and He's faithful to you. So, Father, Lord, we come in Jesus' wonderful name, and we thank You for Your great love and Your faithfulness. Lord, that You are one person that we can depend upon, though everyone else may fail us, though it would seem that the very host of hell, the hordes of hell, are arrayed against us personally. While we might feel, Lord, at times so ineffectual, so weak in our faith, feeling, Lord, that we just don't have the strength spiritually or mentally or emotionally, we don't have the stamina to continue to fight. Lord, You know sometimes it's possible to feel in that state. But Lord, You said Your grace was sufficient, and You said, Lord, You would not allow us to be tested above that which we could endure. So regardless, Lord, of how my brothers and sisters that are listening right now and joining with me in prayer, regardless of how they feel subjectively, emotionally, physically, Lord, I thank You that You are greater than all of that. You're greater than our heart if our heart condemn us. So Lord, now touch by Your mighty power. Lord, give comfort and encouragement as only You can do. By the Spirit of God, Lord, breathe faith and hope in their hearts. And Lord, let them see that even though weeping may endure for a season, that truly, truly joy comes in the morning as sure as the sun dawns in the eastern sky. Lord, we thank You and we bless You in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, the scripture, the text that I have for us to share is one that is found in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, a familiar scripture I trust, and I want to start reading that now. This is the King James. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, just think of that, all those saints of ages past, our loved ones. We don't know all that the Lord allows those in heaven to observe from the balconies of heaven, but they're there. The scripture says there's a cloud of witnesses that surround us, and I believe they're watching us, they're cheering us on. Anyway, it goes on to say we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Then he gives us an admonition. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Beloved, just as a marathon runner would begin a race and make sure that he was not encumbered by bulky clothing or anything that would weigh him down, so we are admonished to run that good race and to look unto Jesus, to lay aside every weight. And beloved, what is that weight? Well, I want to suggest to you, it is a sin that's common to us all. We can even look at the great heroes of the Bible, and there were times that they doubted God. There were times that they felt weak. There were times that they doubted they were in the purpose of God. Even the great Elijah, after his tremendous victory, murdering the Baal prophets, he runs from the threat on his life from Jezebel, and he's hiding in a cave. And God says, Elijah, what are you doing there? So all of us can feel overwhelmed at times, and that our faith, our spiritual stamina and strength is not equal to the task. But beloved, whether it's outright unbelief or a nagging doubt or anxiety or stress, there are times, you know, it's easy. This world we live in just generates stress on every level. You can't drive home from work without being stressed on the highways and freeways and streets, because of the spiritual state that the people are in, the world is in. And so, beloved, even those kinds of stress, God wants us to become more and more childlike. And a child, a healthy, happy child, really doesn't worry, because they know their parents will take care of them. And shouldn't we feel that way as well? We get stressed. We get anxious. Oh, I don't know if this is going to work out. Or what if that doesn't happen? And we start thinking mentally all these scenarios. You get in bed at night. You start rehearsing the day. You start thinking about the things you need to do tomorrow. And beloved, and then we wonder why we can't sleep. So any kind of stress, any kind of worry is really a form of unbelief. And this sin of unbelief is a sin that God's people have been guilty of through the ages. Our failure to trust God robs us. It robs the body of Christ. And us, of course, as individuals, of spiritual power as well as spiritual achievement. The sin of unbelief causes the unbeliever, obviously, to remain lost and under the wrath of God. But think about us who have believed. We do believe in the existence of God. We know that the fullness of the Godhead is expressed bodily in Jesus Christ. But as the children of God, if we let things like doubt and unbelief rob us, we remain in spiritual infancy. God wants us to grow up. And so, what can I say? Let's look at the first thought, is that how does the Lord view our unbelief? How does it affect him? Well, beloved, I'm sorry to have to say that it's a source of grief to him. In Luke 13 and 34, Jesus wept over the city. He said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not." So it's a source of grief to him. And if we, by our unbelief or doubt, have a lack of confidence in His goodness, in His power to deliver us, to save us, to change circumstances, that disappoints Him. It disappoints His love. And if we have unbelief or little faith, you know, another thing it does, it insults His truthfulness, because His word is truth. Thy word, O Lord, is truth. And if He says, I will deliver you, and we doubt it, well, we're actually insulting the very integrity of the word of God. And also, beloved, failing to trust Him hinders His purposes for us. I know you don't want to do that. I certainly don't. You know, if we keep our hearts right with God and say, Lord, I just present myself to You. You're the author and finisher of my faith, and I trust You, Lord. I trust You for that completed work in my life. Praise God. I sense the very presence of God, and the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, lo, I will reveal great things, yea, even hidden things, to my children in these last days. My purposes shall be known to my people. And I bring you to a day in which you shall stand in faith believing and walking faithful to proclaim my living word. You shall receive my anointing in full measure. Oh, beloved, you are mine, and this is your day of victory. To those who withstand the Lord in His way, my rest shall soon begin. But to those who trust me, joys never known before shall be their portion. I am your shield, your glory, and your hope, says the Lord, and I will lift your head when it is bowed down in weakness, for deliverance comes from your God. I will care for you in the time of distress. I will bring you by a more excellent way if you faint not. O beloved, put your trust in me. Offer to me your pleasing sacrifices, your praises, says the Lord, for a harvest time is coming when there will be bountiful crops. You shall lie down in peace, and I will keep you in safety. Be encouraged, my beloved. I shall cover you with my shield of love. Trust, reverence, prove ye the Lord your God this day. Listen and be glad, for I give you this word of encouragement. This day I shall anoint you with power, new power. This is a great time of battle, but also a great time of victories. Hearken to me, and you will be spiritually strong like never before. You shall be strengthened to do exploits, for behold, this is not the time to give up. Be prepared to fight the good fight of faith, for you shall see the enemy flee from before you, says your God. Hallelujah. Well, I can't add anything to what the Lord has said. I just invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on. The announcer will give you our contact information. If the Lord's prompting you, better obey. Jot down that address. I look forward to hearing from you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.